Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Does that app spark joy? If it doesn't, get rid of it.
And I'll show you how to bring a true full programming language to your iOS device.
And I'll show you how you can never lose another jigsaw puzzle piece again.
On iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Automatic, the connected car company that improves your driving and integrates your car into your digital life. For more information, visit automatic.com/twit and enter the code TWIT to get 20% off your purchase. And by Texture, the mobile app that lets you access the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere using your phone or tablet. For your free trial, visit texture.com/iOS. That was a little cheesy of me. On iOS Today. I shouldn't do that. I'll stop.
Let's do it just one more time.
On iOS Today.
All right, we got no more cheese. We're done with the cheese.
No more cheese. In fact, this is the one where we get the cheese out.
Yes, get the cheese out. We're spring cleaning. I am Megan Maroney.
Leo Laporte. And this is a show where we talk about all the iOS devices. So This isn't, it used to be iPad Today, but now it's iPad, iPhone, Apple Watch, Apple TV. Did I leave anything out?
I don't think so.
The new iPads are here. Well, they will be Thursday. This is your last day to use an iPad Pro Jumbo.
Oh, it's so sad.
What are we going to call this? Jumbo?
Well, we have a viewer wrote in with a suggestion.
Yeah.
We'll hear that suggestion later.
Okay.
What are we going to call
in
it?
Our listener section. Yeah, we need something.
Yeah.
The iPad Pro is perfect for like this kind of thing, for a show where you're at a table and you can type and everything. I think it works quite well. But I'm really interested in the new iPad Pros. And we get ours. We ordered them. And what color did you order?
Pink.
Me too.
Rose gold.
We should have compared. Because maybe I ordered regular gold.
No, John said you got the rose gold. Three rose golds.
Lisa too. Oh, great. So we're going to have to put stickers or something so we can distinguish between them. But I'm looking forward to... I've come to really like the idea of having... the keyboard case, the Apple keyboard case. I guess I can close my laptop. I don't really need that because I've got an iPad.
You have a laptop replacement now.
No, and that's one thing I've realized. But I do like the idea of this and the iPad Pro with the keyboard and the pencil. And there's a lot of stuff I can do with it. It's just this. It's too big for me to put in my. You know, I have a travel bag. Okay, you can call it a purse if you want. And it has a slot for an iPad. A nice padded slot. This won't fit, but the new 10-inch, 9.7-inch iPad Pro will fit. So I think with a keyboard, a pencil, and the iPad Pro, that's kind of exactly what I'm looking for that I could carry around. So I think that new size, I'm excited about that new size, and we'll have those.
I'm excited about it too.
Unfortunately, not for the next.
No, yes, they come on Thursday. They arrive
Thursday, so we'll have it for next week's show.
And next week, Jason Snell will be hosting the show with me because I will be in Washington, D.C. on vacation.
No, not on vacation. Travel testing the new iPad Pro.
Yes, except I leave the day before it arrives. So
travel
testing the old iPad Pro just to see, and then you'll send me on another vacation.
Perfect.
To travel test the next iPad Pro the next week.
I was just trying to give you an excuse to deduct this off your taxes.
Oh, well, of course. I don't need an excuse.
So, spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning. All of our iDevices.
Apple does not really facilitate this particularly. I think they really like to think of the iPad as the opposite of a computer where you do things to maintain it and clean it up and stuff. The iPad is just a set-it-and-forget-it device that non-sophisticated users can use and not have to worry about that stuff, except that's not true.
No. Especially if you buy, you know, a 16 gigabyte, if that's, you know, you can
really,
set-it-and-forget-it. You
have
about a week of photos, and then it's all full.
But I have, this is a 128 gig iPad Pro, and if I go to settings, general, about, you can see I've filled more than half of it. I have 66 gigs. Okay, that's not a minimum, but there's a lot of stuff in here, including 12 songs, 102 videos, 1,000 photos, 130 applications. There's a lot of junk in here, and I'd like to save some space. So we're going to help you do that, and not just clean up space on your iPad, but clean up your calendar, your phone book, your life.
And sometimes it's not even the space, it's just the aesthetics
of
it. Like, I want it to be... So I had an issue with contacts, a real...
Duplication?
Yeah. You can take a look at what it looked like
right here. It's really a pain.
You can take a look at my screen. There's just contacts upon...
Look at that. It's all the same person.
Yeah, same person. It's just...
Over and over again.
And what I realized... This is probably pretty silly. You can show it again. What I realized was I had to tap on groups there. I was showing all of my contacts. So I was showing my Gmail contacts and my iCloud contacts and my Facebook
contacts. And so each of those was a separate entry.
Yes. So now I just want to show my TwitTV contacts and actually on my iCloud because I put everything
in your iCloud.
So that's all I need to do and then it cleans it right up.
Nice.
There. So
big
improvement. So there's just that's not even space. That's just how it looks. Because I don't want to get rid of all those contacts.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't take up that much space. I might need them someday. You never know.
One tip if you use a Macintosh is to use a program called Busy Contacts, which I really like. Busy Contacts lets me use my iCloud just like this, Google, even Facebook contacts. And then it has a merge command. So I'll have one entry. Because the truth is, sometimes there's different stuff in the Facebook entry and the Google entry and the iCloud entry. What I'd like is all of that stuff merged into one contact. And if you do use BusyCal on your desktop, which I highly recommend, or BusyContacts, it's from the same people. BusyMac makes BusyCal and Contacts. I think get both because they're great. You could do that merge and then sync to iCloud, and now you'll have kind of a merged setup where you do have one entry per person. But it's everything that you want about that person.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And if you only
handy.
Have a few, you can go do it contact by contact, go through, and then you just scroll down and click merge.
iOS lets you do that. You just say, merge these four. But if you have, I have more than 1,000 contacts.
Yeah.
It takes a while. And I think this is something that's coming up now because we've been using these devices and syncing our contacts now over a variety of phones and devices for some time. And so this is there's a lot of cruft is starting to build up. So, yeah, that's a great idea. Another thing I would strongly suggest is back up your contact list. In fact, before you start messing with it, back up your contact list, like to a separate file. You might say, well, no, I'm using iCloud to back up. But that backup isn't really a backup because it's syncing still, right? So what you want to do is export it out of iCloud or export it out of your iPad and save it somewhere so that if something should go wrong and you get, sometimes this happens, you sync a new device and you get 1,000 duplications of the same person, you can delete that contact list and import the one that was. So do it twice. Do it now before you make any changes. And then once you get it all cleaned up, maybe delete old contacts and get rid of duplicates, export it as a perfect version that you can then go back to if you have to.
Yeah, especially if you're going to get the new iPhone SE. Because when you go to the carriers, they are notorious for duplicating the contacts. That's what happens whenever you upgrade your phone.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can do it. I can put over all your contacts. I'll do it. It only takes 4 hours, and then by the time you're done, you want to just get out of
it. It's really a mess. So it's we had a caller on the radio show, a very nice woman who uses Verizon as her internet service provider, and Verizon is moving slowly, but bit by bit. Remember, they bought AOL. They're moving people off of their current mail service, which is Yahoo Mail, to AOL Mail. It started first in California, Texas, and another state, I can't remember, maybe Rhode Island. But she got moved, and she lost contacts. And she said, can I get these back? And I said, well, probably you could still log into your old Yahoo Mail. Do that quickly, because I don't know how long that's going to last, and you can get it back. But this is why. I said, don't you back up? She says, I don't back up, but there's nothing on my computer I need. And I said, but there is, isn't there? Your contacts may be one of the most important databases you have, right? So,
exactly.
Back it up.
Photos, that's notorious for taking up a ton of space.
Yeah.
So what I recommend first is make sure you have a backup solution and more than one.
Yeah.
Possibly. So iCloud.
The negative on iCloud, you have to pay for it. You get 5 gigs free. It's not expensive. I buy 200 gigs for, I think, $2 or $3 a month. I think that's a very fair price.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is it fills up fast because you're using it not just for backing up your photos, but everything else, including your iPads and your iPhones. So there are some free solutions.
Google Photos is my favorite. And they just had an update that made us added some few new features that do smarter albums and videos.
I really like it.
So yeah, I just back up everything. There's a bunch of selfies that I took for work. This is all for work. But yeah, it just everything that I take.
Job.
So, you know, you can take like I felt like I needed to take several pictures of champagne yesterday for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. Lots of selfies that my daughter took. They're all
they
here.
Support live. Notice they support live photos now, Google Photos. I'm so happy they finally did that.
And the albums, they're great. They make little stories.
Yeah.
So rediscover this day. This was 3 years ago when I was in Hawaii. I wish I were in Hawaii right now. And they just made that for me.
Isn't that nice?
It is nice.
Make you feel dissatisfied with your life.
So, exactly.
Yeah. So sweet.
So, yeah. Google
However,
Photos, free.
So, the way to do that, by the way, is to go into Photos and go into Settings, and you'll see a Backup and Sync Settings, and you want to turn that on. By the way, this is also really handy if you have too many photos. You'll have to decide on the upload size. Now, this is up to you. It's unlimited free storage when you let them squeeze the photo a little bit. Now, I haven't noticed any degradation.
Me neither.
So I use that. But if you decide, oh, I want to have the originals, Apple's Photos app does back up originals. It backs those up to the iCloud. Then uses squeezed versions on your devices to save space. Google's works a little different, so it's important to understand the difference. It will squeeze everything that it backs up. It does keep originals on your device, unless you decide to delete it. I'm going to show you that in a second. Or you can select originals and it'll back up originals. But that will count against whatever you have on storage with your Gmail. And unless you buy more, that you may run out of that fast. I use high quality. I've never had a problem. You could choose whether it should back up when you're on cellular. If you have cellular caps, you may want to turn that off. And same thing with videos. But the thing that I think is great is you can also use this to free up space. So let's go back. This is the Google Photos settings, manage device storage. You can remove original photos and videos from your device once they're backed up. So this is a safe way to globally remove all your photos. It won't delete anything you don't have a copy of on Google. So that's really important. So if you're running out of space, you can free up, delete all of the photos from your iPhone, but only if they're already backed up to Google. And I think that's the safest way to do this. There are other ways. We'll show you other ways. It's really hard to delete photos in Apple's own solution. In fact, it's not really even very intuitive. You have to go into Albums, click the Albums button, pick an album, and then swipe across. You know, go up. You could do it one by one. I hate the interface on this. You can see I don't use it very often. Let's go back to selfies.
I don't know if you
select.
Do you still have to go to Albums?
And then you can do that. And then you can delete these mass delete. But there's no way. Well, you tell me. Is there a way, if I'm back here with all of these, that I can just say I want to delete all my originals?
Like if you're in Albums. You mean you want to delete everything?
Let's say these are all my photos and I want to delete all my photos.
Why would you want to do that?
To free up space.
Oh, you mean and keep them somewhere else?
Yeah.
Keep them on the...
Yeah, so this is why I use Google Photos for that, because it's much simpler. You can delete everything you don't have a backup, and it won't delete anything you don't have a backup of. And then you have it all on Google Photos. The difference is, you know, you have to go to Google Photos to see your photos now. You can't see them in Apple's Photos. Maybe that's just me, but I just don't use Apple's Photos. I have so many problems with it, especially on the desktop with a photo album getting corrupted and losing photos. So I just stay away from it. So my suggestion, and take it or leave it, depends on how your workflow, is use Google Photos. Let it back up. And then you can free up space by using that one button, one push button. Mm-hmm. It'll delete all the photos, luckily.
Yeah, I would say Google and something else.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of other choices.
Computer or...
If you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you have unlimited free backup on Amazon Photos. That's a separate app. You should get that. Flickr gives you a terabyte for most people. I mean, I've been taking digital photos since the beginning of the century, 2001, I think, my first photos, maybe even 1999. And that's still less than a terabyte, tens of thousands of images. So that means Flickr could back those all up. And by the way, those are private. I think it's reasonable to warn people. You remember when iCloud got breached and those movie stars' naked pictures were released? Mm-hmm. That when you post something on a cloud service, there is always that risk of a breach. unless you're a movie star, you probably don't have to worry about somebody trying to get your photos. But, you know, maybe you'd feel safer doing something where you have, and I showed this before, your Live Drive, LYVE. And I love this solution. This comes from Seagate. You can either buy a Seagate backup drive. I think they call them RAS, R-A-S drives. And I bought a 4 terabyte. You plug it into your Mac and turn on the Live software. Or buy one of the Live drives. I have one of those, too, in my living room. It has a nice little screen on the front of it. And it will automatically back up all of your photos as you get into range. And that is not on the cloud. So that is local. That is a hard drive storage in your house. The only thing I would worry about is if your house burned down, you don't have a secondary backup. Remember, we always want a cloud backup. But one way to do that would be to swap the drive out. So if you got 2 Seagate backup drives and on a weekly basis, let's say, unplugged one, brought it to work, plugged in the other one, that would work. Or actually run Live at work as well, and then it will back up in both cases.
So Flickr now has started charging for uploading batches of images.
Right. You have to have a Flickr Pro account to do that, the batch upload.
But, and I don't know that I would trust Flickr. But I also use OneDrive, too. Well, they also give you
Microsoft's OneDrive, great solution, and it works well. And all of these have apps that you could put on your iOS device and turn on automatic backup. That's what you want, so that when you take a picture, it gets backed up.
Okay, so now you have a backup system, but you want to get rid of some of the
cruft.
Pictures, the cruft, is that like the pictures you accidentally took of your foot, or you took 7 pictures of the same thing and you want to pick out one. So I like an app called Clean. It's C-L-E-E-N, and it is free right now. So I have it here. I can just open my photos, and then it's sort of like Tinder. Like,
I'll delete that
This
one.
Is my favorite. And I'll get rid of that one. So I
that's cool.
That one.
Oh, I like that.
And then once, And then, I don't know. Here's a picture that it looks like it's slowly getting them.
Well, you want to make sure, you get the full image because sometimes it's blurry at first.
Right, and then you don't. So if I want to decide later, I just swipe left. And then
this
if
is
I
awesome.
Change my mind, I swipe right. So
I need this.
Oh, I like that one. I'm going to favorite. Oh, sure. And then I just click this little guy here. And these are all the photos that I wanted to delete. And then I click delete, tap delete all, and it says they're going to be deleted from everywhere.
Nice.
And I don't need them, and I just
downloaded it. What
and
a great idea.
It's sort of like gaming the system. I've cleaned more than you have, sort of thing.
Oh, good.
So if I rate 75 more photos to get in the top 50%. So the other thing you can do is this. It automatically takes all your favorites, and you can make them into a book if you want. So that's a good way to get rid of your photos, too. You don't need them anymore. You've made a book out
of
them.
Like print a book.
Yeah, a printed book.
Ah.
And then
Clean.
C-L-E-E-N.
All right.
So here's where the book I can select. I'm going to order a book. Because I think sometimes, you just need a book of your photos, and you don't really need to be carrying them around on your phone, taking up all that stuff.
That's actually a really good idea.
So Clean.
You know, I use this camera as my my real camera. This is my Leica. And it has a nice feature. Most cameras do now, Sony's, Canon's, Nikon's, where you run the software on your... in fact, I'll show you how it works because it's kind of cool. This is a way to... This isn't exactly a way to save space, but I'm going to get a little QR code on my camera, put it in front of the thing there, and then it... I have to select this from the first time you have to add a profile. Let me just real quick. Under the settings, on the Wi-Fi, select the camera. Once it's launched, okay. You only have to do this the first time, and I haven't done it on this one. So let me get, there's the Leica. I'm going to select this. It's going to install a profile. That's what it has to do real quickly. I apologize for having to show you this sad thing. Now I can launch the Leica Q. All right. Now it's going to pick up the... and by the way, this is not this specific camera. Any camera, most cameras will do this. Lisa does it all the time with her Sony. Because then you can copy pictures off of the camera, and they'll be stored in your photo album on your iPad. And that's a great way to back up. As we travel, each day that I'm... let's see... each day that I'm traveling, I like to, when I get home, copy all of my images onto my iOS device. And then because I have all those backup solutions on my iOS device, I will, then they'll automatically get backed up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to select these images. I won't do a whole bunch just so that you can see how it is. And then I'll download those to my camera. I mean, to my iPad. And now they're on my iPad. By the way, then you can use all the other great iPad tools like Lightroom and Photos and the Google Photos for backup, for editing, for posting on Instagram or Facebook. I mean, it really is nice to get these in here. Lisa uses it religiously. That's how she gets. I'm always amazed because we just got home and she's already got a Facebook post of her and Michael on the top of the rock. And it's really great because it gives you instant, you know, kind of an instant feedback here.
Well, she was doing it before, while you were on vacation.
I know. We would be sitting on the subway and she'd be copying stuff over to her phone. It's awesome.
Knows how to multitask.
So if you do want to carry, I mean, honestly, now the iPhone is so good and the new iPad camera is so good, you may not carry a camera anymore. But if you do carry a camera around with you, make sure when you buy a new point and shoot that it has this Wi-Fi capability and iOS software, because it's really convenient for backup, if nothing else. It may not be the full raw image, but for backup, this is fantastic.
So back in our January episode, we did New Year's resolutions, and we talked about Comme Marie, where you take each of your things and hold it in your hand and think, does it spark joy?
The Marie Kondo method for decluttering your life. And big bestseller.
Yeah, and I did my closet, and felt good. Yeah,
how did it go?
It went pretty well. Yeah, and it I still have everything. She has a folding method. Everything is arranged perfectly.
She
well.
Says you will never backslide now because you will experience the joy of an uncluttered life.
Yes.
Is that true?
I have only cluttered my clothes, and I haven't backslid so much
Your
yet.
Your closet's still tidy and neat. That's nice.
But she promised an app, and we haven't seen it
app.
Yet. But I feel like we can do it ourselves because I think we can touch each one of our apps and see if they spark joy, and if they don't, delete them.
What a great idea!
Do so, like Haystack TV. I don't remember what that was.
If that's not sparking joy, then
it's not sparking joy.
If it sparked joy, you would remember.
Right,
what it was.
Exactly. I'm just going to delete them. It's so soothing. So I say, go through and do that.
Nice feeling.
Touch all your apps.
Yeah.
See if they spark joy, and if they don't, get rid of them and update your apps too. That's another thing you should do.
I don't know if this still happens. For a long time, it was a big problem on iOS. You'd connect it to iTunes on your computer via USB, and it would show you how much is used. There'd be, you know, green for music and blue. And then there was this orange category that was other. And it was always bigger than anything else, and in some cases would fill up the whole thing. People have always asked, what is other and how do I get rid of it? Other is, unfortunately, hard to get rid of. It's the extra stuff, the Safari bookmarks, the cached pages, and the biggest culprit, even if you delete messages from Apple's Messages program, any attachments like images, file attachments, maps, those are preserved, even if you delete the original message, in Other. So I'm going to give you Anthony Nielsen's cleanup tip that everybody should know about. It's very simple. You're going to go into your settings, and you're going to go, let me get back on my regular Wi-Fi now that we've done the copying over. And I'm going to go into General. Now, I showed you earlier about, which shows you some information about what you've got, but there's an even better one called Storage and iCloud Usage. And this is a very handy way of keeping track of both your cloud backup and, in this case, your iPad or iPhone usage. It'll show you each app and how much data it uses. And if you say, for instance, well, do I really need Goat Z and Goat Simulator? You can tap it and you can delete the app and the associated documents. So this is the jiggle is one way to do it, but this is a way to make sure you get rid of everything, including anything that's stored in Other as you're going through. It's really useful. Now, it also has a section for music and photos. If you go to Photos and Camera, you can see I have a 17-gigabyte photo library. But unfortunately, you can't delete from here. So just so you know, that's where you have to use maybe my tip to use. But a lot of people have, you know, Google's photos. A lot of people have asked us, how do I delete these podcasts? The Apple Podcast app doesn't seem to have a good way to do it. Here it is. If you tap podcast, and thank you, Anthony, for saying swipe it. Now I can delete that 300 megabyte podcast. You can go one by one and go through them. Or if you press edit, you can just press the minus button and do it too. So this is a really handy way to clean up space kind of in a more granular way. Or if, you know, you decide I don't really need that Hearthstone anymore, just delete the whole thing. It'll get all the documents and the app as well. Very handy. You can see exactly what's using space. And by the way, it's sorted by the biggest glutton. So you see,
that is a better way to do it because you can really see. Are you
really
burning
see.
Your space? If it's something you play occasionally and it doesn't take up that much space, then no big deal.
Yeah.
Here's something. If you've ever signed up for a monthly service subscription and then you've forgotten whether you're paying and you're paying once a month.
I have so many of these. Lisa says, would you please go through your credit card and just delete these things because you're getting dinged every month for something you don't use.
Yeah. So I do this through Apple Music, so through iTunes, essentially. So here's the iTunes right here, and I just click the little guy right up here. They don't make it easy. Then I have to view my Apple ID, which is right here. And then I have to enter my password. Hold, please.
Now we'll show it.
Now we'll show it.
Because we didn't want to show her
and
password.
Then I go to Manage. And here are
all the subscriptions.
So Apple Music is active. I keep that. Rhapsody,
isn't that
expired.
Nice?
Hulu.
You can even say whether it will automatically renew or not. So you can say, well, I'll let it run out, but I'm not going to renew that one.
Yeah, so this is the Pigment. I showed this, the only true adult coloring book.
Uh-huh.
That was I was paying for that every month, so that I ended that, and then it ends there. So you can see that. So last week, the Apple TV had just gotten an update, and we sort of figured out how to add things to folders, add apps to folders.
I had to hold it and make it jiggle.
You held it and made it jiggle,
right.
But now there's an easier way. I think Tom left us an audio message that we can listen to on how to do it.
Hello, Leo and Megan. This is Tom here. Hope you're all doing well and love the show. Just a tip on and a follow-up on your Apple TV last week. About moving stuff into folders.
Yeah.
You mentioned moving it around like on the iPhone, sliding it around and piling them on top of each other. Simpler way to do it, find the item you want, press the select button or the screen to go into moving mode, then press the play button.
Oh.
If you have any folders already created, it will give you that option. If not, it will say create new folder.
So
then you can move it into a folder from there. Okay. You don't need to pile them around. You don't need to move them around like
make it
like
jiggle,
before.
Jiggle.
And I really, really, really
now
hope
press the play button.
That they bring this ability to the iPhone soon. It would be much easier
moved.
For me.
Wouldn't that be great?
So, yeah.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice to have that on iPhone?
So, yeah, that
so
would be.
If you didn't have a music folder, it would suggest music because it's a music app, and then you could move it to the music folder.
So you jiggle. You still have to do the jiggle.
Press the play.
Press play.
And now it would say, do you want to make a new folder or do you want to move it to the existing folder? And you're going to make a new folder, which is inappropriately named photography, since YouTube actually has nothing to do with photography. You could backspace.
Videos. All right.
There. There, nice.
Oops. I still haven't quite gotten the hang of this. Okay, so now I'm
done.
I
like the dictation feature. Look at that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Music, one more thing.
Okay, one more thing on music.
Before I go on a trip, and I did this with my iPhone, I download my library because I want to listen on the airplane. But now I see I have 85 gigabytes used on music. So my suggestion is, before you delete this, turn on iTunes Match and match up your music. That way you're not going to be deleting it permanently. Because once it's in Match, then you can look at what you have in Match and download anything you want. Or if you use Apple Music, this would just delete all the stuff that's in cache. So let's just see how much music I have. Same place we looked before. 43 gigs. I'm going to tap this. And now you can go song by song. But as Anthony once again pointed out, I can swipe this over, say songs. You know what? Let me turn down my brightness a little bit here because it's a little hard to see that there. You see, delete. That's going to delete 43 gigabytes of music. And if you have iTunes Match, you won't really lose anything. You'll just take it off your phone, but you could download it as needed later via iTunes Match. So, you know, maybe I don't. This phone is actually a 128 gigabyte phone, which is, you know, pretty much full. So I think this might be a good thing to do for you too. You know, get the photos and music and movies are the big three, right? That's what really fills up a phone, not applications so much. So that's a way to get rid of photos and videos, the same thing as music, videos and music.
I feel better and lighter already. I feel like going for a drive in the country, don't you?
Well, if you do, you want to take this with you.
Yes, for sure.
Your sippy cup. No, it's more than just that. Although, by the way, the automatic packaging does duplicate as a very nice cup for driving.
I like it.
I'm talking
iced
about
tea.
This end. Yes, it's perfect for iced tea. Every car since 1996 has something called an onboard diagnostic, or OBD port. This is a device. Normally, you'd say, well, that's for the guy at the shop, right, who's going to plug in his expensive machine and fix my car. It's for you, too. You can drive around with this all the time, and I do. It's your automatic, and it plugs very easily into your OBD2 port. Not at all hard to do. In fact, if you look right, you know, next time you're in your car, right underneath your steering wheel, you'll see it there, just waiting for an automatic. Now, what do you get? Well, lots. First of all, the automatic's going to keep track of everything you do in your car. It ties into your iPhone or your Android device. It gets recorded there, your fuel mileage, your vehicle health. You can use a variety of programs like Concur and Expensify and FreshBooks to keep track of business trips and automatically link that right into your to your tax returns. You could link your car to the connected devices in your life. It works with the Amazon Echo, the Nest, your mechanic, if this, then that. I have so many great little scripts tied in, if this, then that. I can ask my Echo how much gas is left in the car, and the automatic is signaling the Echo. The Echo will say, oh, you know, you're half full. Wow, that is so awesome. It has some really good, useful tips, tools for being better drivers, too. For instance, it beeps at me if I accelerate too fast or jam on the brakes too hard or exceed the set speed limit. I love this Do Not Disturb feature. That's for Android only. But it will tell the Android phone while you're driving, no texts, no phone calls. Great for a teenager. It'll integrate even to apps that are designed to make teens better drivers. I have a notebook entry with this, then that. My Evernote, every time I end a trip, gets a new entry with a map of where I went, how much gas I spent. If you get mysterious lights coming on in the dashboard, just launch your automatic app. It'll tell you exactly what those lights mean. This works on every car, almost every car made after 1996. It connects to your iPhone or your Android over Bluetooth. It does not drain the battery. It really, I mean, it doesn't use, it sips at data. They've even got 24/7 crash response, so you can feel secure that the automatic, if there's an accident, will notify the authorities, even without your help. It works on the Apple Watch, the Pebble. There are no monthly fees or subscriptions. It's just $99.95. But if you use our Twit offer code, take 20% off. Every car should have an automatic. Every car. Go to automatic.com, just like it sounds, AUTOMATIC.com/twit. Find out more. And when you check out, use the offer code TWIT, and you'll get 20% off. This is awesome. This is the best thing I ever put on my car, and I want you to get one. Automatic.com/twit. Don't forget to use the offer code TWIT at checkout. And yes, you get a very nice sippy cup. Mm-hmm. In the automatic packaging, which has fallen all over the place. I'll have to recover it later.
Yeah, it's somewhere down there. All right, so in the news this week, Snapchat has bought Bitstrips.
You know, okay, I was hoping you would explain this because I want a Bitmoji.
I want you to have
but
a
what
Bitmoji.
Is, but how do you get a Bitmoji?
You download the Bitmoji app, which is created by Bitstrips. And you maybe okay. Remember Bitstrips from 2013. You could create a little comic strip that sort of looked like you on Facebook, and it was very popular.
Okay.
And now Bitmojis is basically an emoji, but it looks like you. And so you can it's better than GIFs. It's better than GIFs. It's better than emojis for your conversations. So I'll show you what...
How do I install it? Because I really need to know.
The Bitmoji, it's just an iPhone app, but you might be able to get it there.
Yeah. Well, I'll do it on the iPhone.
Okay. So I'll show you a little bit of what my Bitmoji can do.
Okay.
Here's my Bitmoji.
Oh, just, that looks like you. Does it start with a picture, or do you just kind of
you
do it?
You tell it. So I told it what my I added the wrinkles because I don't Botox my Bitmoji. But you don't have to add your wrinkles. So there's my Bitmoji, just, you know, doing a bit of fist bump.
Oh, I like that. So once you create one character, it creates all of these?
It has all those expressions in there.
Oh,
so I'll
this.
Show you, while you're downloading yours, because I really want you to create yours.
I should.
I'll show you.
Now, even though Facebook bought this, we could still use it. It's not.
Snapchat bought it.
I mean, Snapchat, yeah.
And we can still use it for now.
Presumably, it'll be in Snapchat.
So, yeah, these are all these things. And so then you enable the Bitmoji keyboard and give it full access so that you can use it in chats. And you might say this is a thing for kids, but what I've learned is it's really a thing for people our age.
Nowadays, everybody is. So I should download the, it says Bitmoji keyboard. That's what I should download?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to open that and log in with Facebook. Why not? Because it's easy. And yeah, I'll continue as me. Now, I have to create my Bitmoji, right?
Yes, you do.
Oh, let me just.
Okay. So I'm going to tweet out something just, here's what I'm saying to Leo Laporte at.
You're going to send me some.
Well, I'm going to send it to you, but also tweet it.
So everybody can see the lovely Bitmoji.
So there it is on Twitter.
All right. Design your avatar. So let me do that here. Okay, I'm a male.
Okay.
Okay, now what style?
Bitstrips? I like Bitmoji, but you can do Bitstrips. Bitstrips looks more human.
Bitmoji's more, Now, I have a pretty round face. I think
you
that's
do.
maybe even like rounder. Like, or even like that. That looks kind of like me.
That looks kind of like you. Yeah, okay. You can go. There's a lot of steps here. What's your skin tone?
Skin tone. I'm olive. No. That's like me.
Sure, yeah.
Or am I more?
That's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And then hair color, gray, right? Light gray?
Sure.
Salt and pepper. They need salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Is it too gray?
Oh, I like that.
That's good.
That
kind of is me.
That's you, yeah.
Okay.
The ear situation is something we're going to have to deal with later.
The ears?
No,
that's not my hair.
No.
That's somebody's. I wouldn't mind that hair. I have more of a widow's peak than. You have to tell me. There, that's my hair, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. you liar. Okay. Eyebrows. Many people know that I have finely sculpted eyebrows, so there you go. And my eyebrows are brown-ish. Right?
Yeah, that's good.
That's what's kind of unique about me. Gray hair, brown eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
I don't know. Definitely brown
There's
eyes.
There's a lot of steps. Maybe
can I have black eyes?
Maybe we'll speed this up.
No, I don't want to stop. I'm
no,
having
don't stop.
Fun. I have a rather prominent proboscis, but I don't know if they really offer that.
That's maybe as prominent as you.
I think that's pretty prominent.
Yeah, that looks like
that's
you.
As prominent. Does it look like me? I have full lips. No, I don't. Not like that, I don't.
I think you just have the regular lips.
Okay. No facial hair for this boy.
I love a job where I can say, I think you have regular lips.
What? No. Although that is kind of funny. But no, I don't think I'll put facial hair on. Beard color, well, that's eye details. What does that mean?
No, if your eyes are shaped differently.
Oh, wrinkles. I definitely want some wrinkles. Yeah. I want bags. Can I get bags? I need them all. Can I get them all? You mean I have to choose between wrinkles and bags? All right, well, I'm going to choose bags.
They're cheeks.
Cheeks.
You don't have any wrinkles on your cheeks.
Freckles?
No.
Chubby cheeks. Dimples?
No.
Dimples?
Yeah, that's
okay. Starting to look a little more like me. Face lines, yes. These were given to me by Megan Maroney. Donated face lines on loan from Maroney. Boy, that's starting to look old.
No.
Glasses? No, I won't wear glasses today. Headwear? Well, you know I like my app caps.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Not really me, huh?
No.
The fishing hat was cute. Build, where's fat?
No.
Okay. Heavier. There we go.
No.
Okay. Oh, I could pick an outfit.
Yes, this is the best part. Like I said, it's
Ooh, Superman?
There are...
Whoa. That looks like Wonder Woman.
I think that is. You should choose your regular clothes, because there are bitmojis that you can choose where you're dressed like Superman. You don't have to.
No, but you don't have to. I should look like a normal...
And so there are in-app purchases, but mostly everything you need is free, in my opinion, for now.
Does that look like me? I look like Farmer John.
I wish there was
I think something like that.
Hawaiian
maybe.
Shirt.
Oh, there really ought to be. Whoa.
I had it. So there's brands too. This is where the.
Yeah.
There's like.
Oh, this is where they make their money. The Bitmoji Collection by Ungari. Black Label. Bergdorf Goodman. I don't think so. That looks like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I have selected, and then I'm going to get a variety. Let's turn on Bitmoji updates. Well, I wouldn't want to miss any notifications from Bitmoji.
You would not want.
So
now you've got to turn on your
So this is, I can only use it with a keyboard.
So yeah, so if you're chatting.
I had a new keyboard, and that will be the, I had a Saturday Night Live keyboard apparently. I don't remember that. And then allow full access, hell yeah. Because what is life without full access? So now, what do I do? I send you a message?
Yeah, or you can tweet.
Okay. So I'm going
to
tweet.
So now when you're chatting with someone on iMessage, you need to respond in a way, or in Facebook Messenger. Probably, actually, I don't think it works in Facebook Messenger.
I have too many keyboards. I don't know what any of these do. Where's my... I just want to type letters. Oh, here. Okay. Does this bit... Moji, it's hard to spell. Bitmoji, make my, you know where I'm going with this, but look fat. Now, how do I put the...
Okay, are you in Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have to find the keyboard. There must be a Bitmoji keyboard in here.
There is, and you know how to
I tap that, yes. Right?
So now you can choose.
That's
any
it.
Of them. You can choose.
So
those,
I can do morning hugs, happy Easter.
Emoji. There's all those
how's
options.
Your day? And this is all me, right?
Yeah. And there's several. You can.
I know you are, but
that,
what am I?
You can just do your
hitting
face.
The hay. I got this. I am here on my way. Zootopia. And these do I have Book of Mormon?
So you would tap it and it would copy it and then you would paste it.
Oh,
that's how it
okay.
works in chat. Yeah. Now, in Twitter, I had to go through the Bitmoji app to do that.
Bitmoji copied, now paste. Right. But
so
it
really is better in your chat.
Select, and then replace. No replacements found. Yeah, so that's an error in the keyboard, I guess, is you can't just...
It might, on purpose, not work with Twitter because Twitter doesn't allow it. I don't know.
No, it's just pasting in a...
So I saved them to my camera roll, and that's how I used it on Twitter. Or I went through the Bitmoji app, like I said, and then if you go back through the Bitmoji app...
Then you can get the
and
Bitmojis.
And then you choose one of them, and then you share it.
I see. Wow, look at all of these. There's hundreds
of
them.
There's so many.
Ooh,
there's so many.
Game of Thrones.
It's weirdly addicting, and I'm not sure why. And all my friends use it, so it's not among the youngsters. The 40-year-old ladies in town love the Bitmoji. I'm just saying.
Wow. Terminator, off with your head. Wow, there's just a ton of stuff. Keep calm and Bitmoji. Holla?
Mm-hmm.
Do you even Bitmoji? So if I do this, and then what do? Can I copy it?
You can.
Or just do that?
Right.
Send it to
that
Twitter.
That is funny. That's the one that I just tweeted at you.
You're kidding. All right, well, I'm going to do something different then. Let's cancel. Okay, so you should do it from within. It'd be better to do it within
But then
Bitmoji.
If you're chatting...
Then you just paste it, because you have a keyboard.
Yes.
Hasa diga ebowai. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, my chats are full of Bitmoji these days, and...
no doubt.
Yeah.
All right.
But not popular among the kids, apparently. My daughter is not interested.
She says, Mom,
she
would you
fun
stop?
Of me and says, and her friends say, my mom sends me those, too. So it's like mom and dad.
It's
humor.
It's dad jokes.
Mm-hmm. So, but Snapchat bought them, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, guess what? The kids are going to love it all of a sudden because it's Snapchat.
Or maybe they'll be like, they'll move on to somewhere else because this
there
is
you
trying
go.
To
adult. I have now tweeted an embarrassing...
So now,
what does lit mean? Like I'm lit? Like lit up? like?
I don't know. Maybe it means drunk. I'm not sure. We have to ask Anthony.
Hey, what do the kids say? So you could save it. You could copy it. All right. I wonder if I can... it says, Bitmoji, you ready to paste? Let me see if I can now send it to Twitter. Maybe I can. Yeah, see, is it going to... No.
I saved
Twitter doesn't
it
like the
my,
pasting.
Yeah, I saved it in my camera roll and then just added it as a photo.
Okay.
And that's what you can do in email. Okay.
Fascinating.
So, all right, lots of products released last week. I had to buy myself one. And I bought myself this royal blue nylon.
Oh, I want to see these.
So I put it on. I don't think I'm going to keep it. So this is, I have the fluorastomer
because you have the sport
band.
Watch, yeah.
So here's what I don't like. I'll show it here. It seems like it's not
That's
quite,
mine. There you go.
It's a little bit too thin, I think. Like, I like how this reaches
you mean
the
narrow.
Width. Narrow, yes. It feels great on the arm. Feels excellent on the arm.
Yeah.
And
I'm thinking of getting one
on.
For us because I have the Milanese loop, which isn't great for working out. I was thinking I need a, but I don't know if I want a rubber workout band. So I'm thinking maybe I'll get the nylon.
Yeah. I liked it, except I want something thicker.
Yeah.
Wider.
Yeah.
That's the adjective I'm looking for.
Yeah.
$49. And I don't think that this blue really goes with the space gray. And, you know, there's on the Apple site, they have a little gallery where you can go through and flip through and look at what your watch looks like with your. So I would try this. But I definitely like the feel. And a lot of people have asked me about it. I like the feel. I just don't.
We had heard that it was going to be NATO bands, but that's not really a NATO band.
No.
I mean,
not
it's,
really.
It's Apple's version of that, right?
Mm-hmm. I have another product this week that was sent to us, the Lumi.
I saw that. What is that?
And you probably saw a plethora of selfies on my in my photo album. If you take a lot of selfies, especially in low light,
get it out of put it. Yeah, move. Or, yeah.
See, there's this little button on the back that I press, and then I'm suddenly lit.
Lit.
Maybe that's what that means.
Oh my God! It's like one of those makeup mirrors.
I'm so lit.
That's crazy.
And then I can take a selfie.
Is it bright enough to make a difference?
I don't know. Let's look at some of these selfies that I took. I knew I did them for a reason. I might have already deleted them, though. So, yeah, here's...
Now you look like Frankenstein. Whoa! Hey, that looks better. So, oh, wow. That's gorgeous. You look like a model.
This is...
Wow.
Yeah, these are all lit up.
How much is that case?
It is $49.95.
You look like a Bitmoji.
It is one of Oprah's favorite things. Mm-hmm. And the Kardashians also fans.
Oh, I bet the Kardashians love
so,
it.
So, yeah, I mean, if you really want
like
your selfie...
It's like a makeup mirror.
Yeah, if you want your selfie game on point, you got to be lit, as they say.
I bet that tech girl Liberty Madison has one.
She might.
She's got her selfie game. Let me look at that. So how do you turn it on?
The back, right where you would. It's your exactly where your finger
it's
is.
An
yeah,
take switch.
A selfie of you.
Oh.
So you know when you're in the club, when you're up in the club, Leo, taking your selfies.
Oh, nice.
How did it
wow.
look?
Wow. Well, you be the judge of that.
That's excellent. I'll turn the light off. So
I like how
really
it looks
see.
Like a makeup mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rose gold.
I'm not crazy about that part.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And the big Lumi on the back.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that I would make this my everyday case, just because the lighting on the
it's
selfie
your clubbing
isn't.
Case.
Yeah, when I go up in the club, as
yeah,
they
when
say.
You're in the club.
When I'm in the club, the Lumi is what I just love this photo of you.
Good. Share it everywhere.
But yeah, I'd rather just use my Bitmoji as my selfie from now on. I think she looks great.
I'm going to use my Bitmoji everywhere.
So I promised
As dads
you,
everywhere will.
I promised you that Mike Henderson from St. John's, Florida has a new name for this big iPad. He calls it the Jipad, as in giant.
Giant. And then what's the little one? The bipad?
The teeny weeny baby pad?
Tie pad? Tiny?
Tie pad.
The bipad and the tiepad.
Or, so thank you.
I think we could use that, but I think we'd have to explain it each and every time.
Jipad.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you use the plus like the phones?
Jipad, iPad Pro Plus.
iPad Pro Plus.
And the iPad Pro Minus.
Yeah.
We got to solve this. Darn you, Apple,
we really
you're making
do.
This hard on us.
We do. We really do.
They'll all be called iPad Pros. The real question is, does this replace the iPad Air? And I'm We'll see when we get ours, but I'm kind of the opinion it kind of does.
Yeah.
That all iPads someday will be Pro, which means the Pro moniker will have nothing, no meaning at all. So we just call it the iPad 10-inch and the iPad 12-inch?
I don't know. I mean, because the MacBook Pro, and you know what? This is something that Karsten brought up the other day, that they seem to be getting rid of the Air. Like, the Air is no more longer a word of anything. Like, with the MacBook Air, too.
Right.
Like, Air, it's, like, we don't care about lighter anymore. Like, I don't think lighter is really an issue.
It's interesting. You know, they did that with the MacBook, right? It's lighter than the MacBook Air. It's just the MacBook now.
Yeah.
Lighter because it has less names.
I guess so. All right, we got one email before we take a break. Thomas Krauss writes, I live in Switzerland and I travel across borders often. I avoid roaming costs by turning my iPhone off by crossing the border, and I use another phone that has a German, Austrian, or Czech SIM card in it. After returning to Switzerland, I turned my iPhone 6 Plus on, and it requires to enter the 4-digit code and will not accept the fingerprint scan. Yeah. I was under the impression that the fingerprint reader is more secure than a 4-digit code. Why does Apple require an unsafe or less safe method to identify the user to
use
the
iPhone? Drives me
crazy. Why do they do that?
All the time. Because they're Apple. Well, you saw that. I mean, and I was asking before the show, well, what is the rationale when I go to the App Store to buy an app that it sometimes will say, what's your password? And it will sometimes say, what's your fingerprint? Arguably, my fingerprint's the most secure way to do it. I mean, I would say it is.
Yeah.
So why, after a restart, do they require the typed password? Well, I guess it's more secure to do both, right? So I needed the fingerprint, and I presume, well, I don't know. He doesn't have to use a fingerprint. He just has to use a 4-digit code to unlock the phone. You know what? Apple is has its infinite reasons.
Right, because if my...
He's absolutely right. The fingerprint is better than the code.
Because if my finger's wet, then I have to enter the passcode.
I'm of the opinion the fingerprint's better than a password. Mm-hmm. And so that it shouldn't ever be asking for the password once you have registered your fingerprints. Mm-hmm. It should be enough. But if you installed 9.3, you notice you had to go through the whole iCloud password thing all over again. It's not like a bad guy's going to have your fingerprint. I don't understand.
I don't understand either, Thomas. I'm sorry.
Somebody said it's time-based and it's for your own benefit. That would be Apple's response. Mm-hmm. Gadget Hog says it's to prevent compromising the fingerprint reader. I don't know what that means either.
Mm-hmm. We should just throw up our hands and read some magazines.
Yeah, I think that's right. The secure enclave is locked until you enter your password when the device is rebooted. No, we understand that, Scooter X. But... Why? Why did they decide to lock that?
Never question Apple, Dr. Morbius says.
I guess what they're thinking is somebody gets your phone and the secure enclave is unlocked because it's going to expect your fingerprint. And now somehow magically the bad guy can get into the secure enclave and steal your fingerprints. You know, if you've got a fingerprint reader and it works well, why do you need the password ever? By the way, Google does the same thing. Samsung does the same thing. So there must be some good sound security logic behind it. But I think a 4-digit code is in no way as good as a fingerprint, period, and under any circumstance.
And, of course, you can change it to 5 digits or 6 digits or to alphanumeric.
Well, if you have 9.3, you have to use 6. If you have an earlier iOS, if you have iOS 8, you can use 4. But 9 requires 6.
No, you can turn that up.
Can you say 4?
You can say
don't
4.
Don't do 4.
I don't do 4,
don't do 4.
Of course.
Do 6. 6 isn't hard. How hard is it to do 6?
No.
You know what I use? Probably shouldn't tell anybody.
No.
My childhood phone number.
Hmm.
Because that's 7 digits. I won't tell you which 6 I use. That's 7 digits. And it's something that's burned into your brain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't you remember your phone number when you were 8?
Right. But that's the problem, stuff that's burned into your brain. If you use it everywhere and then...
Well, people could find your... Probably figure out what your childhood phone number is, I guess. Good luck. That's a good challenge to hackers. What is my childhood phone number?
Leo.
867. I'll give you the hint. 867. Our show today is brought to you by Texture. You said magazines, and I say Texture. Forget paper magazines when you can get every magazine practically for a flat rate. It's kind of like Netflix for magazines at texture.com/iOS. So Texture has all, this is used to be Next Issue. So if you're familiar with Next Issue, then you understand what this is. It has all the best magazines, including the New Yorker and National Geographic and Rolling Stone and Esquire and Vanity Fair and Time. And I mean, just everything. Wired, Popular Mechanics, Popular Electronics. And they're all available to you. Not just, by the way, the current issue on the newsstand, but back issues as well. And every page is in the print magazine, plus bonus features like video that you can't get in a print magazine. See, there's almost always an article I want to read in Esquire every month, Bloomberg Businessweek every month, in GQ and National Geographic. I want to look at the pictures. There's always an article in Rolling Stone. But I don't want to subscribe to all of those, and I don't want to do the even more expensive thing, which is actually buy the issue at the newsstand. This way I get them all. In fact, if you're looking for something to read, they even have curated collections of in areas that you're interested in. It's just the top stories and new and noteworthy sections make it easy to find great stuff. It just has made it great. If you like reading on your iPad, you will love Texture. You got to have it. Texture.com/iOS. You can even star favorite magazines, and that adds them to your personal library, so you always have the latest episode or edition of each magazine. I am a big fan. I know you will be, too. Texture.com/iOS. You can try it for free right now and see if it's for you. I think it is. Texture.com/iOS. We thank them so much for their support. Is it time?
It's time for App Caps.
And we both have our ears on.
We do.
Because we're both Easter bunnies.
Yeah, this is the Easter bunny hat from yesterday.
Easter bunny. You are a conductor on the Disney Railroad.
I am. Good to know.
And I am not Roger Rabbit, the other rabbit.
Leo Rabbit.
Okay. Good enough.
Officer Hop.
Officer Hippity Hop.
Officer Hop from Zootopia.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I haven't seen that. Is it good?
It's excellent.
You know,
see adults and children alike.
Yeah, there's a lot of in jokes for grown-ups. But the only problem I had with it is in the trailer they had the slow talking DMV guy, and that was so painful.
It was
that I don't want to see the movie.
No, the movie
movie's better than that.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
But we are wearing funny hats for a reason.
Yes, because this is the App Cap section. We talk about our favorite app of the week, and we wear hats. I wish I had that. To just pull over here every time you said something. I could just snap.
We can make that possible.
I could just snap you a little when you said something.
We can give you an electronic buzzer.
So do you like puzzles?
Love
jigsaw puzzles?
We do them all the time. We have a big, long kitchen table, and one end of it, which we rarely use to eat, is reserved for a jigsaw puzzle. Love it.
Well, you know, if you don't have space or you're worried about losing the puzzles, you can do them on your iPad.
The worst thing. You get a 500-piece puzzle,
and you lose a piece.
You're missing one piece.
It's horrible. So Ravensburger has a puzzle app.
Oh, I buy their Ravensburger puzzles all the time.
They're excellent puzzles, aren't they? So it is a free app right now, but the puzzles cost money. But some are free. This one was free. So you just move around. So here we're going to do this little bird, and you can make it as small.
So that's what you're going for, and those are the pieces.
And these are the pieces. This is a pretty easy puzzle. You can pick one with bigger pieces. Yeah. And you just manipulate them. If you tap them, it just moves 90 degrees. And then you start your puzzle. So we start with the corner pieces, of course.
And the edges.
Hard one. And the eye. I like to start with, whenever I'm doing birds, I like to start with the eyeball. So this is pretty simple.
You have a strategy and all that.
Don't you? What's your puzzle strategy?
My strategy is exactly what you first said, which is corners, and then edges. And I build so you'll build a frame. But you're right. I don't really have a strategy for the middle.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Do the eye.
Yeah. You think that's the eye? Rip.
Yeah, you got the eye.
So, yeah.
And you kind of know where that chunk is going to be.
And you can get timed if you want. You can play music. So Ravensburger, yes, return to the main menu. It gives you a little, so here's the puzzle shop. Here's all these puzzles. I did this puppy one already. Let's see what else. Oh, pigs.
Pigs?
So it gives you some coins.
Ravensburger makes beautiful paper crossword puzzles.
So I really like, this is a fun thing to do with the family, too, if you're looking to make your screen time more family friendly. So this, and you can actually put the puzzle right on top of, put the pieces, make it right on top of the puzzle. Oh, well, maybe you can't. Thought you could. Ravensburger. Guess you can't do it right on top of the puzzle. Who would want to do that? Jigsaw puzzles with music.
Nice.
That's so. Oh,
no, that's so Ravensburger.
So I'll just be doing this for the next couple hours, and you can finish.
I'm going to give you. So you made me think about. So I'm going to change my app cap in the middle of the stream.
Awesome. I love that.
Because you made me think about puzzles. You know what kind of puzzles I like?
What?
Crossword puzzles.
I like crossword puzzles,
and,
too.
And my favorites are the New York Times crossword mm-hmm. puzzles. They're the best. And the best app for New York Times crossword puzzles is, surprisingly, the New York Times crossword mm-hmm. puzzle app. But I want to show you, if you haven't seen it in a while, they have some new stuff that I really like. So you can subscribe, and then you'll have access to all the daily puzzles in the New York Times. And if you just want to see how that is, the it's a little expensive. It's $40 a year or $7 a month. But they have a free pack. I actually am a subscriber because I like it so much. And so you can just try today's puzzle. Monday is the nice thing about the thing to know about the New York Times is it starts with Monday at very easy or relatively easy. And then it gets harder and harder and harder all through the week. And, of course, Sunday's the hardest.
I have a question about this that came up yesterday at Easter brunch with my dad. He's yeah. also a subscriber. He asked, how do they know? I mean, what's an easy? How do they know what's easy?
I don't know, but
I
think they're right. I mean, yeah. Mondays are usually very easy.
Yeah.
And by the time you get to Friday, you've got to be. The thing about crossword puzzles, if you've never done New York Times crossword puzzles, is there's a whole culture around it. And you get better at them as you kind of understand what they're going for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never done a crossword puzzle, surely you have. You get horizontal and vertical clues. They're all going to match up into a grid. But this is the thing that's new that I really like. And they've added so that's a regular puzzle. And you can see it's got a lot of clues and it's very easy to do on the iPad. In fact, on the iPad Pro, this is just a beautiful interface for it. But there's 120-some clues on here. That's going to take you a while. They have something new, which I really like, which is the Mini. This is a very small crossword puzzle, which I can usually solve in about a minute. So this is a great little quickie thing to have. There's a new Mini every day. Mesquite chip flavor.
Mm.
BBQ, maybe? Mm. Do you think?
Green
yeah, Louisiana wetlands be the bayou. Oh,
you're really good,
right,
you know.
Like some former government agents. G-men. I don't know. Explosion. I don't know. Suffix for musket, racket, or puppet. Suffix, puppet ball, puppet head. Let's try the down. New Mexican. Connector of car wheels. That'd be an axle. All right, and then one down, overwhelmingly would be by, moves up and down on the waves, bobs.
Mm.
Leave one's job, quit.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Now we have enough, we should be able to do it, the horizontals. X, fibby, explosion would be a blast, and suffix for musket or rack or puppet, tier? I don't know. Let's see, New Mexican. BB? Bebby? Overwhelmingly, by far. Now we've got two of those. Something TER, right? Almost there. One error. Keep trying. What's wrong? Quit. Bobs. By far. Axel.
What was that? What's four down?
I think this is wrong. IER?
New Mexico?
What
Mexican.
Is New Mexico? Is
New Mexican.
New Mexican. New Mexican. Oh, a baby. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha! So that's fun, isn't it? Now
you're very good at that, Leo.
No, it's not. These are easy. So, and then they've added middies, and they've also added packs. So you don't have to subscribe; you can just buy packs of puzzles. And there's all sorts of. I just bought the Midi Madness puzzles. These are kind of mid-sized puzzles, and they take about 5 minutes to solve. So I really like this because you can have quick 1 minute or 2 minute puzzles. You can have 5 minute puzzles and puzzles that'll take you a little bit longer. I'm a big crossword puzzle fan, and I love the fact that now you have a variety of crossword puzzles you can solve. If you're subscribed to the New York Times, I think you have to buy a separate subscription. I'm not sure.
I think so, too.
Yeah. But a lot of fun, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? So that's my pick of the week. And as you can see, you could try it for free. And inexpensive packs, I think it was $5 to buy 30 MIDI crosswords. They have themed. They have an easy MIDI holiday pack, for instance. That's $5. And so these are great. Pun puzzles. Oh, man, those are bad. Those are really challenging. So you can see 20 years, 20 puzzles. So instead of subscribing now, they now have it so you can just like you'd buy a puzzle book before you get on a flight. Super Sunday pack, 30 Sunday puzzles for $5. That'll keep you busy for a while. New York Times crossword puzzles.
Did you hear about the plagiarism scandal that has been plaguing?
Yes, somebody stole the New York Times puzzles and put them in there.
Like their syndicated puzzle? Interesting stuff.
Will Shortz does a great job at the New York Times. Those puzzles are the kings of crossword puzzles. Sometimes puzzles are too easy. Like the TV guide puzzle, I don't want to do that one. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, though, what I really hate is puzzles that are kind of weirdly hard. Like they do weird things. Once you understand how the New York Times crossword puzzle works, it's very consistent. So do a few of the Mondays, and you'll quickly get into the flow of things.
All right. We have reached the end of our program. We have cleaned our iPads. We have talked about the bands I didn't like, worn hats.
Cleaned our ears, though.
Not yet, no. And I hope that you use your Bitmoji in
I love it.
Further communication.
Like all dads everywhere, I love a bad Bitmoji.
And next week, Jason Snell will be here with you with his favorite apps. I will.
You're bringing Milo, your son.
Mm-hmm.
How does Huck feel that you're bringing Milo but not him?
Well, he's in school and he gets to go on a special trip with his dad.
They're on different times.
Different.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
So Washington, D.C., what are your plans?
Air and Space Museum. We're going to visit the White House.
Can you go now? You can go into the White House.
I have a friend who works in the White House, works for John Kerry, so he got us an in. We're going to get a little tour.
Secretary of State.
Yes. And,
you can see John Kerry's email server. That should be fun.
I'm hoping to see Meacham's handprint on the wall from House
of Cards. He drew around it. No, it was already erased. We know he came back and it was gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So zip it on the house. But I've finished House of Cards. I'm totally frightened of going to the White House, but I'm excited. Yes.
I've been on the White House tour before the 9/11. It was a regular thing you could do. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing tour and really wonderful. And I agree with you. The number one place to go, especially with a young child, is the Air and Space Museum. That is fantastic. It's out by the airport now.
Well, there are two, I think.
And, the one out by the airport. That's the newer one.
Yeah.
Incredible. You can see the space shuttle. It's so big. They have planes in there. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful museum. Actually, the Smithsonian's great all around.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do, too. So, Jason Snell will be here. Becky Worley will be hosting Tech News Today in my place. So I think you guys will survive.
Fun. We love Becky.
And I'll be here in
Have a great
2 weeks.
Time in the nation's capital. And I'm Leo Laporte. That's Megan Maroney. We'll see you all next time on iOS Today.